الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. نويت سنة الاعتكاف My dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ And those who believe are strongest in love for Allah. The believers, they love Allah Azza wa Jal more than any other thing. So when Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that His love is the most important thing for a Muslim, and it is the sign of Islam of a Muslim, and it is a sign of Iman of a Muslim, that he loves Allah Azza wa Jal more than anything. So we know that when a person loves someone, there are some signs. In light of those signs, we recognize that this person loves that person. Mostly, the lover tries to satisfy his beloved. The lover tries to make his beloved happy. He tries to follow his every saying. And there are other certain signs. I think everyone knows those signs. So when Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that Muslims love Allah Azza wa Jal, and this love is in its extreme, they extremely love Allah Azza wa Jal. So what are the signs of love of Allah? We claim and we know and we believe that we love Allah Azza wa Jal. So what are the signs? In the light of Quran and Hadith, if we read Quran, if we read Hadith, and if we read the stories of pious old, the stories of Awliya Kiram, then we can come to know that what are the signs of love of Allah. So inshallah, in the light of Quran and Hadith, I'll share some signs with you. The first sign of love of Allah is that the lover of Allah prefer the pleasure of Allah to his own pleasure. That is the first and most important and most distinguished sign of the love of Allah. And when we read Quran, we find a lot of stories of Anbiya Kiram alayhim assalam and Awliya Kiram. The very famous story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam didn't have any son. And in his old age, Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed him with a son, Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. And once Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam saw in his dream that he is slaughtering his son. In morning, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam consulted his son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the whole story in Quran. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam asked, Ya Bunayya, Inni ara fil manami, Anni azbahuka, Fandur madha tara. O my son, I saw in dream that I am slaughtering you. So look, what is your opinion? I saw in dream, I am slaughtering you. So look, what is your opinion? Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam replied very beautifully. He replied, Ya abatif'al ma tu'umar, satajiduni insha Allah min as-sabirin. O my father, do what you are commanded. Do what you are commanded. You will find me among the patient. You will find me steadfast. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam started acting upon the commandment of Allah. He took Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam to a valley and ran his knife over the neck of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. And that time, we can imagine what will be the feeling of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, who was slaughtering his son, which was only one son. There was no other son. Allah Azza wa Jal announced that time, Ya Ibrahim, Qad saddaqta ru'ya. O Ibrahim, you have fulfilled your dream. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. We will reward you. We will reward you. You have fulfilled your dream. We will reward you. And then, in the memory of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Azza wa Jal made qurbani obligatory upon us. We can see the passion and the love of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam with Allah Azza wa Jal. The only one son he has. When Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him to slaughter in his way, for his sake, for his pleasure, he didn't hesitate. He never hesitated. He never consulted anyone. That I saw in dream and that dream is very strange, so what should I do? He didn't consult anyone. He directly said to his son that I saw in dream that I am slaughtering you. So what is your opinion? He didn't say, what is my opinion? He asked him, what is your opinion? It means that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam has the opinion to slaughter him. He didn't have any hesitation. Because that was the commandment of Allah. And he was the lover of Allah. And in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, he was ready to sacrifice everything, even his son. Even his own life. He was ready for that. And on the other hand, we can see the passion and the love of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam as well. Because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was slaughtering his son. And Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam was the son who was slaughtered. Who was being slaughtered.
and he was ready to be slaughtered. And he lay down on the ground and he closed his eyes that now I am being slaughtered. So it means that he was ready to slaughter himself. He was ready to slaughter his own self. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam were ready to slaughter his son. So these two things are the sign of love of Allah. When a person loves Allah azza wa jal, he doesn't care of anything. He doesn't care of his own self. He doesn't care of his own wealth. He doesn't care of his own life. He becomes ready to sacrifice everything for the love of Allah azza wa jal. That is the sign of love of Allah. And the other story, which is mentioned in Quran, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took his family, Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, took him to the valley of Makkah. And Makkah was not a city that time. That was not a village. Even that was not a village. That was a desert. Only there were mountains there. There was no human being there. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took Hazrat Hajira and his son away there and caused them to settle there. He left them in that valley, the desert. No food, no human being. Nothing for running the life. When he left them there and he was coming back from Makkah, Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha was shocked that what is my husband doing with me? In a desert, I am alone with my son, and son is only 6 months or 1 year. We two are here and no food is with us. So what will you do here? What is he doing with us? He asked Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what are you doing? And why are you doing with us this? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was silent. He did not reply. Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha asked again, what are you doing with us? Why are you leaving us here alone? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam kept silent. The third time, Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala asked, is this the order of Allah azza wa jal? Is this a commandment of Allah azza wa jal? That's why you are leaving us here alone? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam answered, yes. This is the order of Allah. Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, if this is a commandment of Allah azza wa jal, I am completely pleased. I am satisfied. I am satisfied with the commandment of Allah azza wa jal. Whatever he commands us, I will act upon that. And then Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha lived there with her son, and there were only two persons there. But because in the love of Allah azza wa jal, they sacrificed without food, without any human being, alone in loneliness, they remained there, they lived there. Then Allah azza wa jal kept their names alive forever. Allah azza wa jal kept their name alive forever. She was ready to sacrifice her life and her son. So this is the first sign of love of Allah azza wa jal, that we should be ready to sacrifice our lives, our wealth, and our children, our sons, our everything for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. That is the sign. The second sign of the love of Allah azza wa jal, which Allah azza wa jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah azza wa jal said, kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'un wa bil ashari hum yastaghfirun. They used to sleep little at night, and in the last part of the night
they used to seek forgiveness of Allah. And in the other verses, Allah Azza wa Jal said, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. They keep their sides away from their beds. They keep their sides away from the beds. It means they do not rest. And they call upon their Lord in fear and hope. It means the lover of Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't sleep at night. They sleep at night, but a little bit. And most of the night, they spend their night in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. They spend their night in the worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jal. They spend their night in the reciting Quran. They spend their night in the pondering about the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. They spend their night in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal from beginning to end. They spend their night only in worshipping. And at the end, they have wakened the whole night. And they didn't sleep. But at the end, they don't say that, "Oh Allah, we worship you a lot. And we spend our whole night in worshipping you. So give us this and that. We are your pious people. We are your pious bondsmen." No. In the end, in the last moment of the night, وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, they seek forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't become proud. They don't become proudful that, "You Allah Azza wa Jal, we worship you a lot. We are your worshippers. And we are a pious people. We have a piety." No. At the end of the night, after worshipping the whole night, after remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal during the whole night, at the end, they are seeking the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, they weep the whole night. In the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, they weep the whole night. فَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. They call upon Allah Azza wa Jal in fear and hope. In fear of His punishment. And in the hope of His mercy. They don't think about their worshipping. They don't think about their remembrance. They don't think about the recitation of the Holy Quran. They think only about the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. If they worship Allah Azza wa Jal, they don't say that we are worshipping. We are remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't say. They say, "Hada min fadli Rabbi." This is the one kind of fazl of my Rabb. This is the mercy of my Rabb. This is the mercy of my Allah Azza wa Jal. That is not my own action. It is only with the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the second sign of love of Allah Azza wa Jal, that they spend the whole night in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we love Allah Azza wa Jal, we believe and we say and we claim that we love Allah Azza wa Jal, we are the lover of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal is the most beloved to us, when we say, so how is it possible that we leave the Fajr day? Only due to our sleep? We leave the Zuhr prayer? Only due to our business? We leave the Asr prayer? Only due to our traveling from business to home? We leave the Maghrib prayer? Only due to our food, our dinner, our company with our family? We leave the Isha prayer? Only due to watching our TV? Only due to the company of our friends? Only due to our ceremonies? In the whole week, the whole month, the whole year, we are busy in our own jobs. We are busy in our own work, in our own ceremonies. We are enjoying the life and we claim that we love Allah. Where is the love? When we love Allah, how can we leave Fajr prayer? How can we do Qaza of Zuhr prayer? How can we leave Asr and Maghrib and Isha prayer? We offer only Jummah prayer and we are proudful that we offer Jummah. That is not the sign of love of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the worldly matters,
When we claim something, we prove that with some signs. We fulfill the requirements of that thing. If we want to run our business, so we will fulfill the requirements of our business. It is impossible that we want to run our business and we remain in our home only. We don't contact anyone. We don't do anything. And we want to run our business. No, it is impossible. So when we do the worldly affairs and we prove the sign, the requirements of that business and that work, so how is it possible? When we love Allah Azza wa Jal and we don't care of the signs of love of Allah Azza wa Jal, we don't care prayer, we don't care zakah, we don't care the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, we can't recite the Holy Quran properly. How is it possible? Allah Azza wa Jal tells that recitation of the Holy Quran is the sign of love of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we say that we love Allah Azza wa Jal, so how is it possible that we are unable to recite the Holy Quran properly? We are Muslims. We are born Muslims. But we can't recite. And if we can recite, but that is not our habit. We are not habitual of reciting the Quranic Park. We are not habitual of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So where is the love and where are the signs? So when we claim, we will have to fulfill the requirement of love of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that was the second sign of love of Allah. The third sign, the sign is this, that the lover of Allah loves anyone only for the sake of Allah. And if he hates someone, he hates only for the sake of Allah. If he gives to someone anything, he will give only for the sake of Allah. And if he doesn't give anything to anyone, he will not give only due to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is Kamal-e-Iman. That is the perfection of Iman. That is the perfection of Islam. That when we love someone, the main reason of loving someone should be the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because he is Muslim. Because he is the bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because he is a worshipper of Allah. Because he is a pious person. Because he is a reciter of the Holy Quran. Because he is a steadfast in offering prayer. Because he is the helper of deen. Because he is a good muballigh. That's why we love him. Not only due to the worldly affairs, the worldly matters. Our love must be only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we should think about our relations with each other, the relations with the other people, the relations with our neighbors, the relation with our colleagues. What is the reason? I read in one book, I think that was the saying of Hazrat Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I love my sons, but only for this that Allah Azza wa Jal ordered us to love our sons. Allah Azza wa Jal ordered us to love our family and our sons and to fulfill the requirements of our family. Due to that, I love my sons. Otherwise, I don't care of my sons. Those are the people who are the true lover of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we try to make us on this path, we try to run on this path, we try to make us straight on this love of Allah Azza wa Jal, then our claim and our saying is really true, that we are the lover of Allah. The other sign, Allah Azza wa Jal said, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And in the other verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Sabr and shukr. Gratitude and being patient. These are also the sign of love of Allah. Because whatever is happening to us, whatever happens to us, that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And when everything is from Allah Azza wa Jal, بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ and وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, everything, whenever, then that thing is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So whatever is coming from our beloved, we will accept that. If we are in trouble, if we will have to face any loss in our business, in our family, we will say that is from Allah Azza wa Jal, only for checking us, only for our test, only for our trial. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And whenever any mercy comes to us, we will say, this is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We will not say that this is due to my power, this is due to my action, this is due to my own hands. No. Whatever we have, that is due to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is a sign of love of Allah Azza wa Jal, that on the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And if any difficulty we will have to face, we have to face a difficulty, we will say, I would be patient because this is also from Allah Azza wa Jal. So these are the signs. The other big sign, that is the recitation of the word of Allah. The word of Allah, I mean Quran. Recitation of the Holy Quran is one of the biggest signs of love of Allah. Because it is unbelievable thing that a person loves Allah Azza wa Jal and he doesn't learn how to recite the Quran. He doesn't learn how to recite Quran properly. And it is impossible that he is not habitual of recitation of Quran. The people who loved Allah, what was their habit in the recitation of Quran? If we read the stories of Sahaba-i-Kiram, if we read the stories of five people, the Awliya-i-Kiram, then we come to realize that what were their conditions. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to recite the whole Quran in one night. He used to recite the whole Quran in one night. And Sayyidina Imam Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is our Imam, he used to recite the Holy Quran in Ramadan Mubarak, in the month of Ramadan, 61 times. The recitation of the whole Quran, 61 times in the month of Ramadan Mubarak. So the people who love Allah Azza wa Jal, they love Quran. Because the Quran is the kalam of Allah. That is the word of Allah. That is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. So when Allah Azza wa Jal gave us His guidance, so how can we avoid that? How can we leave that? How is it possible not to decide that? Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, the true sign of the iman of a person, Allah Azza wa Jal said, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. The people to whom I gave my book, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, the people to whom I gave my book, they recite that book in the way that they should recite. In the way that they should recite. It means they recite during the whole life. They recite morning and evening. They recite at night. They recite in day. The recitation of Holy Quran becomes the habit of their life. In the other verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Whenever the Quran, the verses of the Holy Quran are recited in front of them, their iman increased. Their iman increased. Whenever the verses of the Holy Quran are recited in front of them, their iman increased. Because they are the true lover of Allah. That's why whenever they listen the Holy Quran, whenever they listen the verses of the Holy Quran, their iman increase. And they are used to listen the Holy Quran. They are used to listen the Holy Quran. In the other verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. They recite the verses of Allah, the verses of Quran. When? During the night, they recite the Holy Quran. So recitation of the Holy Quran is a sign of love of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we should think about ourselves. Is the recitation of the Quran our habit? Do we recite Quran on daily basis? Do we recite Quran in morning after Fajr prayer or before Fajr prayer? Do we recite Quran after Isha prayer? And we should think that we are able to recite Quran or not. We know how to recite Quran properly. Most of our Muslims, I would say that most of our Muslims, they don't know how to recite Quran. Not only in South Africa, in all over the world. Because they never learnt recitation of the Quran. They never learnt how to read Quran. So that's why they don't know what is makhraj. And when they don't know how to recite Quran, so they are not habitual of that. But we should think about us. And we should think about our family. We should think about our relatives. We should think about our friends. We should think about every person who belongs to us. That is the recitation of Quran his habit or not? If it isn't, we should make it our habit. So if we know, if we can read the Holy Quran, we should teach to others. And if we can't recite the Quran, we should learn very soon. We should learn immediately, because it is our duty. It is a sign of our love. It is the demand of our iman. It is the requirement of our Islam. Quran is the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Quran is the combination of the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we must fulfill this requirement of our iman. So that is the other sign of the love of Allah. And the other sign, there are many signs. So I will share one more. Being ready to act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal every time. Because it is unbelievable thing that we love someone but we don't act upon his any command. We don't act upon on his any commandment. We don't care of anything. It is impossible to believe this. That we love someone but we don't care. We don't follow him. So when we love Allah Azza wa Jal, we must be ready to act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever we know that this is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, immediately we should start acting upon that. And everyone knows that five prayers are the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who is among us who doesn't know that this is the commandment of Allah? The five prayers are the most important commandment of Allah. So when we know, so that should be the part of our life. That should be the part of our life that we offer five time prayers in masjid, with jamaat, in the first row, in the first half, because that is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when these are the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will have to act upon. So that is the sign of love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know, if we read the history, the books of ahadith, the books of tafsir, so then we come to know that the condition of our pious people, when they came to know that this is sin, they left that thing forever. Even that would be the most important thing in their life. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden us from that. So, alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, we learn these things. We learn the science of love of Allah Azza wa Jal. We learn the true Islam. What is Islam? What are the requirements of Islam? What is the demand of Islam? What are the commandments of Islam? What are the laws of prayer? What are the basic necessities of Islam. And what is the duty of every Muslim? What is our responsibility? Our first responsibility is to learn the commandments of Allah. The laws of Quran, the laws of Hadith, the laws of faith, the laws of prayer. That is our first duty. That is the responsibility of every Muslim. And after that, conveying the message of Allah to other people. That is also our duty. Allah also ordered us to convey the message of Islam to others. Sahaba Ikram, the companion of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they performed the both duties. They learned, they taught to others. They learned, they acted upon, and then they taught to others. Every Sahabi, every companion, when he learned something, he went away from Medina and he taught to others, because he came to know that it is my responsibility to teach others. It is my responsibility to act upon it. It is my responsibility to learn these things. So alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, we learn these things. And inshallah azza wa jal, in the light of this environment, we will become the true lover of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah give us the tawfiq. May Allah make us His true lover. May Allah give us the tawfiq to fulfill the requirements of love of Allah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.